Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
You know, Mike, over the years, we've talked a lot about public education, haven't we?
Well, we have, because that's certainly an important topic to the business community.
Yeah. You know, we've reached a point where there's a real crisis that's occurred. In South Carolina, there's 1,000 teaching positions that are now open. Teachers are leaving the profession in record numbers. There was a webinar by the Post and Courier last week. They've actually put together a team that's going to begin to focus on education issues on the state. And they commented on this, and one of the observations they made was that a lot of teachers are leaving over the frustration of the mandates they have, and they don't feel like they're respected, and you know, they're not treated like professionals. And that's definitely what I've heard from a lot of teachers over the years. How about you?
Well, and I would add to that the school violence that continues to occur across the country. And this is not just a South Carolina issue, these things that you're talking about. This is around the country, the teacher shortages, right?
Yeah, it is around the country. Take all of this and throw the pandemic on that, and it's just raised frustrations to, you know, a really high level. And parents are frustrated. And there was a New York Times article last week that talked about this, and to your point, it was another part of the country, and it's just talking about the anger and frustration at school board meetings over a whole variety of things. And it's like the pandemic has brought this to a head. And something that we've talked about for a long time is really having more flexibility in public schools so that parents and teachers can be innovative and creative in meeting the needs of the children in their classroom. Traditionally, there's kind of two issues. One is different students learn in different ways. They're interested in different things. They have different talents. You know, at a governor's school level, we have the governor's school for arts and humanities, and we have the governor's school for science and math, and probably need to allow other traditional schools to begin to morph like that and begin to align themselves with the needs of focus groups of children. I don't think we do enough of that now. And then there's also, you know, differences in just how children come prepared to school. I mean, your children, my children, they entered first grades with vocabularies that were several hundred thousand words more than children in low-income communities, not because their parents didn't work with them or love them, but, you know, they just grew up in your house and my house with adults that spoke with a pretty broad vocabulary, so the children picked that up. So there's just lots of differences, and I think we've just got to get to a system where teachers and parents are able to have more flexibility to meet the needs of their children. It's public money, so there need to be some standards, what's essential in a South Carolina education, and then, you know, I think we need to step back and let teachers do their job. I'd love to see every school treated like a charter school, to have that level of flexibility. You know, as long as you're doing what's essential, as long as children make the progress they need, then, you know, teachers and parents can get together and run the schools like they'd like. And I've actually had a group of parents who've now begun having this conversation with me, and if there's anybody there listening, I'd love to hear from you.
So is there a timeline attached to this effort from the Post and Courier?
Well, this effort that I'm have is really isn't related to the Post and Courier. This is just some people that have known me and have contacted me and say, hey, these are things you've talked about in the past. And it's a very early stage. So, you know, one of the questions is, what do you do? How do you approach the legislature? You know, what would make sense? And what I find is a lot of parents are actually pretty intimidated by that process. They're not sure how to contact their legislator, not sure what they would say when they did. And ironically, you know, a lot of legislators I've talked to have said, do you know how few times a constituent authentically reaches out to them about an issue? So my experience is legislators are more than willing. You know, I think maybe, you know, if we could facilitate a conversation with more parents and teachers and legislators, that'd be a great place to start.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again not only wherever you find your podcast, but at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.